You could be anywhere this morning, right?
然后你今天本来可以去别的其他任何的地方，
But you've chosen to be a church, so that's the blessing. It's
但是大家选择来到教会，这是神的祝福。
So praise God for your faithfulness. Amen.
我们
Amen.
为着这样的
Amen.
为着大家的信心，感谢神。
So it's wonderful to be in church because you are going to get spiritually revived this morning. Amen.
因为在教会当中，我们的灵可以重新得更新。
And we know what Jesus said, right? It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen.
因为耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，而是靠从神里所神口里所出来的话。
So thank you for making the effort to be here this morning.
所以感谢大家，今天能来到这里。
And so we're going to learn about godly character.
我们今天要继续学习敬虔的品格，
You could say holy character.
也可以说圣洁的品格，
You could say Jesus-centered character.
也可以说是以基督为中心的品格。
And that's what you've been learning about in Ephesians.
就像我们在以弗所书所学到的。
The book of Ephesians is such a great book because it was written really to Gentile Christians.
以弗所书是一本很好的书，因为它是对着外邦人写的。
And what's a Gentile?
那什么是外邦人呢？
It just means you're not Jewish.
就是如果你不是犹太人的话，你就是外邦人。
And that should apply to all of us, but if you are Jewish, it also applies to you. But this book was written for us.
所以，就像我们这里坐着的，都是外邦人。
Ultimately, to teach us. Because we were living unholy lives in Ephesus or here in the United States or China or wherever else, to teach us what holiness looks like, what pleases God.
所以保罗在以弗所说要教导外邦人圣洁是什么样子。
Now, just keep in mind as we go through this sermon that the holiest one is Jesus. Amen?
所以我们今天大家听这篇信息的时候，请记住最圣洁的是耶稣。
So our salvation rests on His holiness. Amen?
我们的救恩是基于耶稣的圣洁。
But we've been blessed with the Holy Spirit to lead us into holiness.
但是我们有从神而来的祝福，就是圣灵，它可以引导我们走向圣洁。
Why?
为什么呢？
So that we can understand more deeply why Jesus did what he had to do on that cross.
这样就可以引导我们更深的明白为什么耶稣要在十字架上被钉死。
So that as we are led in holiness, we realize one thing. I'm not very holy. I thought I was, but I'm not holy.
因为我们可以认识到我们不是那么的圣洁。
And it should make your love for Jesus grow deeper. As you try to live holy, it should make your love for Jesus grow deeper because you realize you're not holy, but He is.
因为我们知道我们不圣洁，所以在我们追求圣洁的时候，我们就会离神走得更近。
Does that make sense? That should bring you great peace.
这样子，也会带给我们平安。
And the other reason you want to live holy is because it is a blessing. You will be blessed.
第二个原因，我们要过圣洁的生活，就是我们会蒙福。
Right? If you do the right thing, you will be blessed. Amen?
如果我们做对的事情，我们会被神祝福。
Right? If your children don't spend 5 hours on TikTok, or YouTube, but they read the scriptures or study, won't they be more blessed if they do the right thing than the wrong thing? Yeah, amen.
如果孩子们不花5个小时在手机上，在社交媒体上，而是花时间读神的话的话，那么他会被祝福，对吧？
But the right thing, doing the right thing, doing what's holy doesn't save us. Only Jesus saves us because he is the Holy One. Amen?
但是呢，
Okay.
做好的事情并不能拯救我们，
All right, so let's
只
pray.
有耶稣可以
I
拯
had
救
it.
我们。
That's the preface. We have to set that up. Now we set the table. Now we can eat. Amen? All right,
我们一
let's
起来
pray.
祷告。
Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父。
we thank you that you have chosen us before the foundation of the world.
我们感谢你在创世以前就拣选了我们，
And you've chosen us to be holy.
你拣选了我们，要我们圣洁。
And we know that. You will bless your word this morning.
我们知道你今天会祝福你的话语。
What matters this morning is not what any of us say, but what you have said.
我们今天所说的都不重要，重要的是你所说的话。
And I just pray that each person today will leave blessed.
我向你祷告，愿每一个人离开这里的时候都是被满满的祝福的。
I pray that each person here today will see Jesus and what he has done for them with greater clarity and greater significance.
我希望，今天的每一位弟兄姐妹都能够更清楚的、更有信心的看到耶稣，也能够认识耶稣。
I pray that if someone has come in here today with a heavy heart, that they will put it on the altar, so to speak, lift it to Jesus and receive peace and forgiveness.
我也向你祈求，凡是有重担、背着重担来到这里的人，能把担子卸给主，主要能心里有平安。
So, Lord, we thank you for these words this morning, teaching us, showing us all that Jesus did and all that you want us to do for your glory.
我们也为着你的话语献上感谢，感谢你，教导我们，耶稣所行的，以及你所希望的。
Pray that in the name of Jesus.
祷告奉耶稣的名，
Amen.
阿门。
Amen. So we're going to be looking at Ephesians. I know you're going through the book of Ephesians, but we're looking at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 21.
我们今天的经文是来自以弗所书5章15到21节。
And so in my Bible, I don't know about your Bible, that these wonderful subheadings, and mine says, Walk in wisdom.
不知道大家圣经上这一段的小标题是什么？在我的圣经上，小标题是凭智慧行事。
And that makes sense, right? Like, as a person, you should want to walk with sound advice, sound experience. You want to listen to others so that you can do the right thing and not make mistakes. Amen?
这非常的合理，因为每一个人都想顺从好的建议，听从好的建议，走在做正确的事。
I think that's what makes parenting so frustrating so many times because we want to share our wisdom, but sometimes our children are so stubborn, they don't want to listen.
就像我们的父母总是希望能跟孩子分享一些智慧，但是孩子们有的时候不愿意听。
But wisdom is so wonderful because children, you can learn from the experiences of your parents so that you don't have to suffer through wrong choices. Amen?
但是其实孩子们可以从父母的经验当中学习到一些智慧然后避免一些不好的事情。
So young people, if you want to be wise, listen to others' wisdom. They're going to tell you their experiences so that you can make better choices.
所以年轻人，你可以听从你父母的经验教训。
So we know from the title of what, basically what we read, we even know from the subheading that what we're going to learn today is going to be very practical.
大家可以从这段经文看出来，我们今天学的是非常结合实际的。
And I like practical wisdom, don't you?
而是我非常喜欢在实际当中容易应用出来的智慧。
I mean, really, what you're reading here is clear enough. It's really super clear, and you just have to put it into practice.
这一段经文非常的清楚，我们所能做的就是把它付诸实践。
I mean, this is not rocket science. This is not complicated.
这个不是非常非常难的科学。
Paul's writing a prison letter to Christians. He's not making it complicated.
保罗在给基督徒写信的时候，没有把它写得非常的复杂。
Who makes it complicated?
那谁把它搞得非常复杂呢？
We do,
是我们。
because we don't like it.
因为我们不喜欢。
But it's very clear.
但是这一段经文非常的清楚。
And Paul is writing this to people like us who live in a very prosperous society, but also a very idolatrous society.
保罗所写信的对象呢，就是像我们一样的人，生活在一个非常繁荣的时代，但是同时也是充满了偶像崇拜的时代。
So when Paul writes to the church, to the Christians in Ephesus, he knew what it was like for them to be there because he had once been there. We know that from Acts 19.
保罗所写信的对象是以弗所地区的教会。保罗，他非常清楚地了解那里的情形，因为他曾经在那里生活。
So if you want to know, like, where is this coming from? Why is Paul writing the book of Ephesians to the Christians there? Go to Act 19 and see, like, oh yeah, that's right, he was there already. Now he's in prison, he's writing this letter, but he was in Ephesus, so he knows what's going on there.
在《使徒行传》第19章有清楚的记载，保罗在以弗所书他度过了一段时间，所以他非常清楚的了解那个地方。
Just like if you were to encourage your Christian friends living in China or wherever in Asia, if you were there already, you kind of know the culture much better than people who have never been there, right? So you could speak to them in a very specific way because you've been there.
就像如果我们给中国的人写信的话，我们对那里的文化，比较了解，就会写得非常的，不知道怎么翻译。
Okay, Acts 19 is my fault because I'm saying too much. I'm sorry, brother. So Acts 19 tells us that actually Paul spent 3 months in Ephesus.
使徒行传19章说保罗在以弗所待了3个月。
But then he spends two to three years in Asia Minor.
他在小亚细亚又待了2到3年。
And Asia Minor is modern day Turkey.
小亚细亚就是现在土耳其在的那个地方。
Now, if you read Acts 19, you will see that there's a lot of spiritual warfare going on in this city.
如果大家读过《使徒行传》19章的话，就会发现，在那个以弗所那个城市里边，有很多属灵的征战。
And Paul is being used in a very miraculous way in Ephesus when he was there.
而保罗在以弗所书的时候，神特别神奇的用特别神奇的方式在用他。
In Acts 19, you can read that aprons and handkerchiefs that were like Paul had touched, that they were being used to heal the sick.
就像保罗所用过的手巾，他用过的围裙被拿来放在人的身上，人的病就好了。
Almost like remember the story about the woman who was bleeding, and she said, "If I just touch the hem of Jesus's garment, I'll be healed." So it kind of reminds you of that.
大家还记得那有一个妇女，她得了血漏，她说：“我去摸耶稣衣服的穗子，我就好了。”就是保罗的事迹也提醒我们，让我们想起这个故事。
And then there were these exorcisms that were taking place too, where evil spirits were leaving people.
在那里也发生过赶鬼的事情。
I mean, it sounds very Pentecostal, right? It sounds like a charismatic revival going on, right?
像是一个特别的属灵的一个有圣灵充满的
You
事
were
情。
supposed to laugh at that. You're supposed to smile
是我翻译的错了吗？
at that. Okay. So you might also remember, and I'm sure you have because you guys read your Bible, I know you do, there's a story about the seven sons of one Sceva, which is basically a high priest.
大家也记得那个犹太的大祭司施基瓦的7个儿子的事情。
I'm sure you remember the story about these seven sons who were trying to misuse the name of Jesus and cast out an evil spirit, right? Do you remember that story?
这7个人他们要用耶稣的名字，滥用耶稣的名字来赶鬼。
And so these seven Jewish exorcists were trying to misuse the name of Jesus, and they said, "Wow, there's power in the name of Jesus, so we're going to use the name of Jesus to cast out evil spirits out of people."
他们因为看见耶稣的名字是蛮有能力的，他们就说我们要用耶稣的名字来赶鬼。
But this time, when they tried to do that, the evil spirit spoke back to them through the man.
但是这一次他们来用耶稣的名字去赶鬼，那个被鬼附着的人，鬼就借着被附的那个人向他说话。
And the evil spirit speaks through the person back to these seven Jewish exorcists and says, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?"
那个鬼，他就借着他附的这个人说，耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，但是你是谁呢？
And then it says through the scriptures that the evil spirit through this man then beats up the seven sons and strips them naked and they run out of this house naked.
之后经文上记载就说，恶鬼就跳到他们身上，制服了他们，然后他们就受伤，赤身裸体的跑了。
And I'm glad some of you were smiling because I thought it was, I think it's like funny too. I thought it was funny. When I read it, like it's serious, but I was like, God must have a sense of humor. I don't know why. There's some humor in what that story, right? It's just powerful, right? Just shows you the power of God. And like, you don't misuse the name of Jesus, really, right? It means Jesus's name is holy.
这一段，我觉得，我读的时候会，笑出来，因为我觉得神很幽默，他也提醒我们不要滥用神的名字。
And we know from Acts 19 that the fruit of that experience was that the name of Jesus was magnified, and the people began to fear the Lord because they said, "Wow, this Jesus, the name of Jesus, is powerful and should be respected and honored."
而这件事情所带来的果效，就是当地的人他们尊耶稣的名为大，而且非常的敬畏主，因为他们发现这个名字非常有能力。
And then this led people to start taking their very expensive occult, like astrology type books, and they began to burn them because they didn't want to be associated with evil spirits anymore.
那之后呢？这些人当时那个地方有很多行邪术的人，他们就把他们很昂贵的行邪术的那些书拿过来烧掉。
So all this is happening in Ephesus. This is who Paul is writing to.
这些事情都发生在以弗所，就是保罗这封书信的写作对象。
And we also know from Acts 19 that a riot breaks out because there was the worship of the Diana going on there. And it was part of the economic stability of Ephesus. And they felt threatened by that because they weren't making these idols anymore. They thought that their trade and the temple worship was going to be affected. So a riot breaks out. There's just a lot of stuff going on here in Ephesus.
而我们也知道在，这个地方也保罗的讲道和见证也引起了一些混乱。原因呢，是因为以弗所说他们是有雅典米神庙的崇拜的传统，所以那些做偶像的人就觉得保罗的讲道和见证影响了他们的声音。
So Ephesus is a commercial city. It's wealthy.
以弗所说是一个商业城市，非常的富裕。
It's a spiritual, though evil, spiritual city.
它是一个有邪恶的灵在那里的城
And
市。
God used Paul in a mighty way in that environment.
而神用保罗，彰显他的大能在那里。
And so Paul writes this letter. That we're reading now, when he's in Rome, though, in prison, and he's writing to encourage those Christians who are living in that environment.
保罗当时写这封信的时候，他自己在罗马的监狱里，他写信来鼓励以弗所的基督徒。
And he's trying to encourage the Christians then, as we're being encouraged now, hey guys, I know the environment you're living in and it's challenging. Walk wisely, walk in holiness. Make good decisions. This is what God wants you to do. This is what's going to honor God and bless you as well.
所以保罗写信的对象呢？就说我知道现在有很多的挑战，现在的时代很邪恶，就像我们现在生活的这个时代一样。但是保罗鼓励他们要谨慎的行事，要有智慧的行事。
And so, what you learn from this is that no matter who you are as a Christian, no matter where you're working, no matter where you're living, you and I are to be a light.
所以我们是基督徒，不管我们是在哪里，不管我们在哪里工作。我们是一个是一个光。
You should and I should express Jesus-centered or godly character.
我们身上应该有以基督为中心的品格。
And we can't make excuses that, oh, it's hard to live here. Everyone's non-Christian. Or, oh, you should hear what they're saying. You and I, because we have the Holy Spirit, are called to be light, meaning walking wisely, applying wisdom, making good, holy decisions in honor of God.
我们不能说我们周围都是非基督徒，你看看他们是怎么说话的在这里要过一个基督徒的生活非常的难我们不应该这么做，而是要彰显出来那些属神的品格，要谨慎的行事，有智慧的行事。
I didn't say live perfectly.
我不是说你的每一件事情都要做得很完美
I didn't say you're not going to make mistakes.
我也不是说你不允许犯错误。
We all make mistakes. We all mess up like constantly every single day. So it's not about that. It's about doing your best for the Lord. And when you mess up, you say, Lord, as I do every day, forgive me, cleanse me, forgive me. But you keep walking forward.
我们每个人每天都会做错事情那我们做错事情的时候，我们也要像一个基督徒一样来到神的面前来认罪。
And so, this advice that we're getting here in this small passage is one way we can shine brighter, right? And I'm sure you learned that last Sunday, walking in the light. So, this is further, how can we further walk in the light? How can we further shine brightly for Jesus in a wicked culture? And that's what we're learning about.
这一段也能够教导我们怎么样在光明中行，怎么样能够彰显出神的样式。
So the first point as we go through this is this. Your Christian example matters. It's important.
今天要学的第一点就是我们的基督徒生活非常的关键。
Paul in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 tells us to walk, meaning to live, to speak, to act circumspectly.
保罗在这里说你们行事为人，你们行事包括我们的生活，我们的说话，我们的行动都要非常的谨慎。
And that word circumspectly simply means carefully, reflectively, almost analytically in this life.
而这个谨慎呢，就是说你要非常的小心，你要来反思你的生活。
And so you're going to live in such a way that's going to glorify God. So you're going to think about your choices. You're going to think about your impact because you want your life to bring glory to God.
因为我们的生活是关乎神的荣耀，所以我们要来谨慎的、小心的来反思，甚至来分析我们的行为。
Just like when I was younger, I didn't want to bring dishonor to my parents. And I know there's a different understanding that we have about that, given our cultures. I understand that, right? But still, most children have an innate understanding. I really don't want to do anything to embarrass my parents or to bring dishonor to them, right?
就像我小的时候。我不愿意做事情让我的父母感觉到蒙羞。
And even though children fail at that, I failed at it, I'm sure you have too, even if you're a parent. But we know with God, we want to do things to bring glory to Him, to bring honor to Him.
而我们如果是神的子女的话，我们也应该让神能够借着我们得荣耀。
So the way you live as a Christian and the way I live as a Christian is either going to point others to Jesus, or it's going to point people away from Jesus. So that's a pretty heavy responsibility.
所以我们基督徒，不管是你还是我，我们所做的事情，要么是把别人引向基督，要么是把别人绊倒、推离，让他们远离基督。
But just understand this: that your Christian life has an impact wherever you are, in your home, at work, at the store. It has an impact. Don't be confused about that. If you claim Jesus and you are saved, you're born again, your life matters.
所以我们得救信主的话我们不管是在家里，是在工作的地方，是在商场，我们的生活都非常的关键。
And Paul understood that. Paul knew when he was in Ephesus that his life, his light, his character, the decisions he was making, what he was saying, how he was living, was going to make an impact. And people were watching that. And people were either drawn to Jesus or people kind of moved away from Jesus.
所以保罗写信说基督徒的生命非常的关键也非常的重要，因为他要么把人引向基督，要么把人绊倒让人远离基督。
In Acts 19:10 it says, "And this continued for 2 years so that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks." So the message spread. Paul understood that.
使徒行传19:10说，这样有两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人是希腊人，都听见主的道。所以保罗的信息传遍了那个地方。
So Paul says in Ephesians 5, what we just read here in verse 15 is to live circumspectly, meaning watch your step. Be careful. Be thoughtful about the decisions you make as a Christian.
所以以弗所书5:15说，你们要谨慎行事，那就是我们言语我们的行为都要小心谨慎。
And walk, live with wisdom, right? When you read the Bible, you're getting wisdom. When you listen to your parents, you get wisdom. When you listen to your boss, there's wisdom if it's good, right? And live carefully. Don't be careless, but be careful.
所以我们要小心的生活，不要粗心大意的去生活。
And live with wisdom. Live wisely. Don't live foolishly.
而且要凭着智慧来行事。
So some things I need to ask myself then each day should be things like, what does my example as a Christian say to others? And what does it say to my Savior?
所以我要每天问我自己的一个问题，就是我的基督徒生活对于别人来说是什么样子的影响， 对于神来说，神怎么看的？
I should be asking myself, when people hear me or see me, or listen to me, do they see or hear Jesus, or do they see and hear me?
当人们看见我，当人们听见我所说的话的时候，他们有没有看见耶稣呢？
And so as a Christian, you're going to be in this continual cycle of reflection, confession, repentance, right? You're going to be in that continual cycle. So that's a normal cycle to be in.
所以一个基督徒的生活，像是一个循环一样，就是我们要反思，我们要悔改。
Because each day I'm doing things that could be bright. Like before I came here, I was giving tracts out. I was giving tracts, you know, leaving them at the bus stop, gave them to somebody. That's making my light shine for Jesus, right? That's a good thing.
就像我来聚会之前，我会发一些福音单张给在车站发一些福音单张给别人。就像让我像光一样能够照亮其他的人。
But if I was driving very fast to get to church, that might not have been a very good thing because I'm breaking the law, right? So I have to ask God for forgiveness for that, right? So you're going to be in this continual cycle, but keep moving forward.
而如果我是急急忙忙的，然后开车也超速赶到教会聚会的话，我可能得罪了我的神，所以我要来向神悔改。
Because the peace and the beauty of the good news is that you are saved no matter what through what Jesus did. He was perfect. You're not. He is the obedient one. He is the perfect holy one. And so you always got to go back to that to give you peace.
所以不是因着我们做了什么我们得救，而是因为耶稣他所做的让我们得救。所以我们记住这一点的话，就是我们要时刻的来回到耶稣那里。
So the second point then is if your example matters, your example should be informed by scripture.
而第二点就是我们的榜样，我们所做出来的事情应该是有圣经依据的。
If you go back to verse 15 and we finish that verse, it says, Paul says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
保罗在十五节说，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Well, the only way I'm going to really live with wisdom that is godly is I've got to start governing my life by what God has said.
而唯一能让我们像智慧人一样生活的话，就是我们有敬虔的品格。
I'm supposed to use my mind, use my reasoning, and line it up with Scripture, and have Scripture guide my reasoning, have Scripture, God's voice, guide my decision making. If I do that, I'm wise from God's perspective.
如果我让神的话来引导我的生活的话，那么我就是在过智慧的生活。
And I could be the smartest person in the world, but if I'm living not being informed by God's voice, then you're a fool.
哪怕我是世界上最聪明的人，但是我没有照着神的话去做的话，我还是一个愚蠢的人。
Now, fool doesn't mean you're stupid. Fool just means that you're not using your God-given reasoning ability in a way that brings glory to God. You're just living in a way that brings glory to yourself. And from God's perspective, that's foolish.
我说的愚蠢并不是说以世人的眼光来看，而是以神的眼光，就是我们如果没有用神赐给我们按照神的方式来思考的这个能力的话，我们过的是一个愚蠢的生活。
So live thoughtfully, live carefully.
所以我们要小心的，要深思熟虑的来过我们的生活。
Think about what you're doing and compare it to what God has said.
我们要想一想我们所做的事情，然后要跟神所说的来做一个比对。
As a child of light, you're a child of light, and I'm a child of light. We're saved. We are not to walk in darkness. We're supposed to walk in the light of God's word. God's word is a lamp unto our feet. His word is light.
神的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
And this is why Paul already told us in this same chapter that fornicators and idolaters and covetous men have no inheritance in the kingdom, in God's kingdom.
保罗也在这一章中告诉我们说，淫乱的、拜偶像的、贪婪的人在神的国里无份。
So this morning and tomorrow morning, think about what is God, how is God leading me? What is God's voice telling me about the decisions I'm about to make?
那我们今天明天早上要反思一下神的话怎么带领我的I forgot this.
About the decisions I'm going to make.
我们是怎么做决定的。
And here's why. Why is that so important?
那为什么这样很重要呢？
Look at verse 16. It's important because time is short.
大家看十六节，这种反思很重要，是因为时间不多。
Paul says, redeem the time because the days are evil.
保罗说要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
So your most precious asset, the most precious commodity in this world is not bitcoins and not oil and not gold, not diamonds, it's time. Time.
而我们人生最宝贵的财富不是比特币，也不是金矿、银矿，而是我们的时间。
I'm sure if you could interview a billionaire who's about to die, I'm sure he would say, if I could give these, I would give these billions away for more time.
如果你在采访一个马上就要死亡的一个百万富翁的话，他可能说我愿意把我所有的钱都放弃来换更多的时间。
And so Paul is getting us to think about use your time wisely, but use it for God's glory.
所以保罗在这里说要爱惜你的光阴，要为着神的荣耀来用你的时间。
And you know this. We all know that unfortunately, most of us have used our time for our own kingdom, for our own comfort. And so that's a reality. And so, but it doesn't mean it has to always be that way. We can change. We can start saying, I am going to start using more of my time for God and for God's people.
我们都知道，保罗所教导的是对的，但不幸的是，我们常常把我们的时间浪费在我们个人身上。
I mean, you can choose that right now, no matter how old you are.
这一切都是改变的，不管你现在多少岁，都可以改变。
Right now, you can say, I'm going to spend more time praying. I'm going to spend more time talking to others about Jesus. I'm going to spend more time with the Lord's people. I'm going to spend more time singing his songs. I'm going to spend more time living the right way. You can choose that now, no matter how old you are.
不管我们现在的年纪如何，我们可以花时间来祷告，可以花时间来向人传福音，可以花时间和更多的人在一起来分享耶稣的事情。
And so you don't have to be burdened and shackled by the past decisions. In Christ, we can always have a fresh start. In Christ, each day is a fresh start, is a new start, no matter how old you are. And that's a beautiful gift that we have as Christians every day.
作为一个基督徒，每一天我们都是新的。我们不需要为过去那些做错的事情，有思想负担。每一天我们都可以，是新的一天。
I mean, think about it. In 100 years from now, everyone in this room, we're not going to be here. We're all going to be dead. In 100 years, we're all dead.
大家可以想象一下。
100
年之后，我们这里所有的人都不在了。
In 100 years, this whole church will be replaced with other people who won't even remember us.
100 年后，这个在这里聚会的那些人可能都不认识我们，不认识我们当中任何一个人。
Think about all the worries you have right now, all the worries and concerns and anxieties, all the time we spend on that. What is it worth in 100 years from now? Nothing. It doesn't matter at all.
也可以想象一下，100年之后，我们现在所有的这些担心、这些忧虑，还那么重要吗？
Sometimes I feel like smacking my face to wake up out of like, stop worrying, stop being concerned with minor things. Get your mind on God and Jesus and what can I do for his kingdom? Something that's going to last for eternity when I leave here.
所以有的时候我就想打一打我自己来提醒我自己说不要在那些琐碎的不重要的事情上来浪费你的生命，要花时间来在神的事情上面。
But see, as a Christian, you're a target. As a Christian, I'm a target to the arrows, the flaming darts of the enemy, who wants to just nail your mind with worries and anxieties and lusts and all types of foolishness.
而我们作为基督徒，像神手里的一支箭，但是这个世界呢，要常常把我们吸引走，让我们去忙世界上的东西。
But Paul says, redeem the time, get that time back. Get that time back and start using time for God's glory. Lift up that shield of faith. Extinguish the enemy's arrows and move forward for God's glory.
而这个世界上有很多箭射到我们身上，让我们来不要做神让我们做的事情。所以保罗这里说，要把那些时间夺回来，要爱惜光阴，用你的时间来荣耀神。
So now we're to verse 17, point number 3. You and I must know the will of the Lord.
第三点就是我们要明白神的心意。
What's God's will? Oh God, what is your will for my life? I mean, you could read 1,000 books on it. What's the Lord's will? How do I find God's will? It's so complicated. What is God's will? What does He want me to do?
我们可能常常会问我们说，神的旨意到底是什么呢？我们甚至读了很多很多的书来寻求神的旨意。
It's right here.
但是神的旨意就在圣经当
You can
中。
get it for $1 at the Dollar Tree.
你甚至可以花1块钱就买到一本圣经。
You could get the most expensive thing in the world, God's Word, for $1 at the Dollar Tree, and you will see very quickly what God wants you to do.
你可以花1块钱买到这个世界上最宝贵的话，然后你能看到，神的旨意到底是什么。
God's telling us now what He wants us to do with our time, how He wants the decisions we are to make. It's not complicated.
神借着他的话来告诉我们该怎么用我们的时间，该怎么做决定。
So verse 17 says, Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, what He wants you to do.
第17节说，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
So foolishness floods into our life when we either don't know what God wants, and for us, it's because we want to be willingly ignorant of it, right?
所以不管是我们不知道神的旨意，还是我们故意无视神的旨意，在这样的时候，愚蠢的思想就会进到我们里面。
I mean, the Christians back in Ephesus, they at least had an excuse. They did not have scriptures. They had to like hear the word and try to remember it. They didn't have the Bibles in their hands. I mean, we have the Bible, we have the Word of God, instant access to all of it and what people have thought about it. So we have a lot of accountability on our part.
当时的以弗所的基督徒，他们还没有新约圣经，所以他们可能还有一些借口。但是对于现在我们来说，我们很容易的能够读到神的话，所以我们没有这样的借口。
But, you know, we like to do this and be like, well, I don't know what God wants. I want to figure it out. I'll ask other people, but, you know, all I have to do is do this. And you'll get a lot of guidance of what God wants you to do.
所以如果我们打开圣经来读圣经的话，我们会得到很多的指引。
So my foolishness will come from either willingly being ignorant of what God has said.
所以我们的愚蠢是因为我们往往忽视神的话。
Or we can know the mind of the Lord, and basically we have the mind of the Lord through the Holy Spirit, and we just want to block it out. We want to disobey it, or we just pretend that we don't know.
所以有的时候呢，我们知道神的话，我们要假装我们不知道，甚至故意的拒绝神的话。
So when we resist the voice of the Holy Spirit, we end up being very foolish.
所以当我们抵挡神的话语的时候，我们就变得非常的愚蠢。
And notice where Paul goes with this. I mean, what a cool verse. You know, you see verse 17, now go to verse 18. He goes right to this one. And he says, Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess or debauchery, as we read, but be filled with the Spirit.
第18节说：“不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
That's very practical.
”这是非常实际的。
I mean, it's going to be hard to know what God wants if I'm like, if I'm drunk, if I'm high on drugs or whatever. You're not going to really even be cognizant of God's will. You're going to not obey if you're not fully functioning with your reasoning abilities. So he's saying, don't be drunk with wine.
这里非常的清楚说，不要醉酒。如果我常常醉酒或者吸毒的话，那么我的思想肯定不知道神的旨意。
And I know there's always this debate as Christians, are we allowed to drink alcohol? Are we not allowed to drink alcohol?
我不想在这里讨论基督徒应不应该喝酒。
The Bible is very clear, do not be drunk.
这里写得非常清楚，不要醉酒。
I also think the Bible is clear. If you look at Proverbs, it says wine is a mocker, beer is a brawler. I also think it's just not wise to drink at all. I personally don't drink anything at all.
在箴言里边也有相关的经节，叫人不要醉酒所以我个人不喝酒。
But occasionally, my wife, very rarely, she'll have a glass of wine. She will.
但是有的时候我的太太会让我会给我一杯酒。
I don't. I don't think it's the best decision, but I don't, right? But I'm not saying she's sinning because she's having one, because the Bible doesn't say that. But I just think it's wise to stay away from all of it altogether.
我的太太有时候会喝酒，但是我不喝酒，因为我觉得这样子是比较智慧的行为。
And so what Paul is saying here is, don't really fool yourself with alcohol because it's going to lead eventually to drunkenness.
所以保罗在这里说，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
And remember the time period. Paul saw pagan ritual. He saw the people at the Temple of Diana, and they were getting drunk, and that was leading to all types of sexual sin. So the connection was clear, and he's like, Christians, stay away from that stuff. Stay away from the New Year's Eve party and the Christmas party where there's all this liquor. Get away from that stuff to protect yourself. So that you can live wisely, be holy, be light in a dark world.
保罗他因为他在以弗所说生活，以弗所那个地方生活过，所以他看到过以弗所人，当时他们所信仰的那个是雅典米的崇拜的一种宗教，然后他们崇拜的时候会喝很多的酒，然后酒后会做各样色情的事情。
So, as a Christian, you're in college or graduate school. Be careful of the parties. Don't fool me. You know what goes on these campuses. I even know what goes on these Christian campuses. It would like make your hair, curl, knowing what young people are doing. And trust me, alcohol is a major issue, even with Christian teens. They don't think anything, I mean, they don't think anything is a big deal today. I mean, and if you try to guide them, they resist. But, they need guidance in this area, our Christian young people do.
所以保罗在这里，教导以弗所人说，你们不要喝酒，离那些事情远一点。就像现在的年轻的人，也可能在大学校园里边会沾酒，然后知道酒后的那些事情，
So Paul
这是
says,
我的
don't
知
be
道。
drunk on wine. Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
所以保罗说，不要醉酒，乃要被圣灵所充满。
In other words, don't be controlled by alcohol.
所以不要被酒精控制。
And you can expand it. You can say, don't be controlled on vapes and anything else, but don't be controlled by alcohol. Don't be controlled by pleasure.
所以保罗说，不要被酒控制，不要被享乐所控
But
制，
rather, be under the influence of God's Holy Spirit.
而要被神的圣灵所影响。
And why wouldn't you want that?
你为什么我们为什么应该被圣灵所影
I mean,
响？
if I resist that, all that's saying to me is I have a really wicked, depraved heart, and I do. That old man doesn't like that, right? Isn't that weird? Why would we not want to be attracted? Why are we not attracted to holiness? We should be. It's a good thing, a holy thing. It's going to bring blessing to your life, joy to your life, an abundant life. But yet we want to gravitate to evil things. No. Repent from that. Pursue holiness.
但是为什么圣灵这么好，这么圣洁，会给我们带来很丰富的生命为什么我们的老我不喜欢他呢？我们老我常常要远离圣灵
I mean, this book says Holy Bible.
而我们的所读的圣经是叫圣经。
So I can choose to watch an hour of YouTube videos just scrolling, and I'm not going to feel good. I'm going to see things I shouldn't see. I'm going to now think about things that I shouldn't think about, and I'm just not going to feel good. I'm going to feel like I'm sinning, which doesn't feel good. The Holy Spirit gets grieved by that.
如果我刷 YouTube 就连着刷1个小时，我并不会感觉到很好，然后我的灵也会谴责我，让我很难受。
But the minute I stop that and I say, Lord, forgive me, I shouldn't have seen that, I shouldn't have watched that, forgive me, Lord, I feel better. And then when I read God's word, it's like a breath of fresh air. So that should tell us something about holy things, that holy things are good things, awesome things, beautiful things. Amen?
而我们所看的那些视频，甚至会让我们做一些不好的事情。但是如果我们停下来，我们冷静下来，然后去读神的话的时候，我们会感觉到里面被更新，这是非常好的事情。
So then Paul goes on, here's point four. The spirit-filled living, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit and you're walking according to the Spirit, spirit-filled living produces praise, gratitude, and humility.
而第四点就是，保罗说，如果我们过的是一个被圣灵所充满的生活，那么我们里面会有赞美，会有感恩，会有谦卑。
So this is a good barometer, this is a good litmus test to help you and I to know, like, how do I know I'm living a holy life?
所以这是一个量表， 来告诉我们，我们有没有过一个圣洁的生活
？Well, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
因为人心里想的，口里就说出来。
Today, this morning, you are all living a very holy life. You came to church and you're singing songs. That's awesome. You're living a holy life.
就像今天早上我们来到教会，一起来敬拜神，我们在过一个圣洁的生活。
Praise God for your faithfulness. You're here, not at Orange Theory, not at the mall. You're here and you are singing praise songs. And guess what? You are doing God's will and you are walking wisely and you are walking in holiness. Amen.
我们这是在过圣洁的生活，我们要感谢神，能让我们有这样的时间。
And you should smile at that. You should be like, yeah, I did. Good job. That's
所以大家应该、
okay.
应该来感到高兴，因为我们做得很好。
Remember, church is not a funeral, right? It's a party. It's a celebration. You know, we don't have to
大家记着
holiness, be holy. No, you can smile. It's okay. It's good.
大家记着来教会聚会不是参加葬礼，而是一个很欢乐的一个聚会。
And you should be commended. I'm commending you. You guys did great today. You are doing exactly what Paul is saying. Amen.
所以我要告诉大家，大家做的都很好，就是在按照保罗所说的来做。
And if you weren't singing, you can sing later. So don't worry.
所以如果你现在没有唱歌的话，你后面可以唱。
So when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, which we are, something happens, and you will know it.
所以当人被圣灵所充满的时候，会有一些事情表明出来。
You will know you're filled with the Holy Spirit because what's going to come out of you are psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, making melody unto the Lord.
因为当人被圣灵充满的时候，就会有诗章、颂词、灵歌，口唱心和的赞美主。
And you know how you really know when you're really linked to the Holy Spirit is when you start going, oh God, thank you. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for the sky. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my kids. Thank you, God. Thank you.
所以当你被圣灵充满的时候，你会自然的流露出来对神的感谢。
And doesn't that say that in the first letter of Thessalonians? I mean, think about this. You want to be in the perfect will of God? Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. I mean, you are in the center of God's will when you're doing what? Going, thank you, Lord. Isn't that amazing?
如果你被圣灵所充满的话，大家在帖撒罗尼迦前书。Which chapter?
Oh, it's 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
五章第十八节。
And it says, in everything give thanks.
他说你们凡事都要感谢神。
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
因为这是神在基督里指望我们去做的。
I mean, isn't God good?
神是不是很好？
He asked for so little.
他要的很少。
He just says, just be thankful.
他只是要我们来感谢他。
And you will bring, you will please me.
我们的感谢，神喜悦我们的感谢。
Even when I mess up, because when I mess up, I go, God, forgive me. And now I know, thank you, Lord, that I'm forgiven. Thank you, right? Thank you, Lord, I know I'm forgiven. I'm already back in the center of God's will. By simple confession, repentance. You get back into God's will by just saying, thank you, Lord.
所以当我们把事情搞砸，我们来到神的面前来悔改的时候，我们也会来感谢神。这也是合神心意的。
So if you do verse 20, giving thanks always for all things to God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's godly character.
所以二十节说，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。所以当我们这么做的时候，我们是彰显了敬虔的品格。
That's wisdom in action.
也是有智慧的行为。
It changes your life.
也会改变我们的生命。
Just be thankful. You have so much to be thankful for.
所以感恩神会。
I remember when I was working in Chicago. I was working for that mission organization, Far East Broadcasting.
我有一次在芝加哥为着
FEBC. Okay, and I was living in poverty basically. I think I was making $28,000 a year.
那个时候我的经济状况不是很好。
I was poor.
我一年大概能挣28,000美金。
I felt very rich though. I felt very rich.
但是我感觉我很富有。
And I remember my apartment. in Oak Park where I was living, and it had like all used furniture.
我当时住的是一个小的公寓，里边所有的家具都是二手的。
I had no TV.
我没有电视。
I didn't even have a decent bed. I think it was just like a mattress on the floor.
我也没有一个很好的床，我只有一个床垫子铺
Which
在地板上。
one night a roach crawled across my forehead. It was so nasty. It was like a small, it was like a rat-sized roach. It was huge. It was crazy. I'm exaggerating. So I didn't even have a kitchen table.
我也没有一个餐桌。
So it was not great, but it didn't even bother me.
但是这些事情都没有让我感到烦恼。
So that was my living conditions.
那是我当时生活的状
And
况。
then what I would do on Sundays is I would volunteer at a church that opened its doors as a homeless shelter.
我在教会有一项服事，就是给那些流浪汉来开门。
And so it was interesting, like each night of the week, a different church in Oak Park, they would open their doors and say, if you're homeless, come, you can stay in the basement and you'll get coffee and you can have a place to sleep, go to the bathroom, and then in the morning you go.
当时当地的教会呢，他们有一个传统，就是他们会轮流着来，每个周末有一个教会开门，让那些流浪汉进到他们里面，能拿一些吃的，然后休息，然后第二天再离
So
开。
I was volunteering there just once a week at night.
我当时就在那里做义工来做这项事。
And just imagine like a room this size, and it's just men on one side, women on the other, and they're all sleeping, and it did not smell good. And then you go to the bathrooms. The bathrooms unfortunately became filthy because everyone's using them, and it's just a mess.
大家当时的情况大概就是这么大一个房间，男的住这一边，女的住那一边，然后那些人在用那个洗澡的地方，用厕所的时候，把里边搞得很脏很乱。
And you have to give the church credit for allowing their church to experience that, but they would clean it would be fine, but it was just messy. Like I wouldn't want to use the bathroom. It just felt dirty.
我们应该感谢当时的教会，他们愿意让这些人来用他们这些设备。之后呢，他们会被清理干净，但是我还是觉得那个味道特别特别难闻。
But it was great that people had somewhere to get comfort. Some people they could get shelter. It was a beautiful thing.
好的事情呢，是这些流浪汉他们可以暂时的来有一个栖身的地
But
方。
check this out. When I would go home after that to my little apartment with like no furniture and mattress on the floor, I was like, this is awesome.
所以，当我回到我租的那个公寓里边，虽然没有床，没有餐桌，我还是觉得这里太好了。
I was so thankful, like, oh God, my own toilet. No one uses it but me.
我说感谢神，这是我自己的厕所，不用跟别人一起来用。
Or I would walk to the refrigerator. I'd open it up like, there's a can of cold Coke. Wow.
我会打开冰箱，看到里面有一罐可乐，我会非常的高兴。
So thankfulness is so powerful, right? I just began to praise God. Thank you, God, that you've protected me from that. Thank you, Lord, that that's not my experience. And you can live in that joy. So learn the art, the spiritual art of going, God, thank you for everything.
所以我就感谢神说，感谢主，你不用让我经历那样的状况。
So let's conclude here. Let's conclude the message. Okay.
我们来做一个总结。
So it's just some things to keep in mind. Remember that love is the engine of all of the things that Paul is talking about. That's really what's driving all of this.
所以保罗在这里所教导的所有的这些事情，都需要以爱为基础。
Just always keep that in mind, right? What's the greatest? Faith, hope, love. It's love. Love has to drive everything we do and why we do it.
而信望爱里边最重要的是爱，爱是我们所做的这一切事情的
I
动力。
have to remind myself, I'm not drinking and I'm not getting drunk because God loves me and I want to love him. That's what should drive that. Not, well, I don't want to drink so I can make myself look better. And I no, just what's driving it, what's the motivator has to be love for all these things.
使我不愿意去喝酒、不愿意醉酒的原因，是因为我知道神爱我，而且我也爱神。不是说我不喝酒，我是一个好人。
And we know that because at the beginning of chapter 5 of Ephesians, Paul says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love." That's the beginning of chapter 5. Just walk in love.
以弗所书第5章1-2节说，所以你们该效法上帝，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事。
So I want to live a holy life. Why? Because I want to walk in love. I want to love God and I want to love others.
所以我要过一个圣洁的生活，是因为神爱我，我也愿意用这样的爱人。
I want to maximize my time because I love God and love others.
我愿意好好的利用我的时间，是因为我爱神，也爱人。
I don't want to get drunk because then my kids are going to look at that and go, and it's going to make them be unholy because of my unholiness. So you know what? I'm going to be holy because I want to bless my kids. I want to do it because I love them.
我愿意过圣洁的生活，是因为我爱我的孩子们。我不愿意醉酒，也让他们学着我的样子去醉酒，而过一个不敬虔的生活。
I don't want to get drunk because I want to love my wife the right way, right? Because I'll be more faithful to her. Do you understand? Like, but love has to be the driver to all this.
我不愿意醉酒，也是因为我爱我的妻子，因为醉酒之后可能会更容易去犯罪。
Why do I want to read the Bible? Because, you know, I think about Jesus and what he did for me. Is it too much for me to read the Bible? Is it real? I mean, think about what he has done for us. He took on the sins of the world. He suffered for our selfishness. I mean, he's done so much. Just shouldn't we love him enough just to apply some simple principles that are going to bless you?
所以我们所做的这一切事情都是基于我们的爱。 而耶稣他在十字架上所成就的这些，也是因着他爱我们。那么我们是不是也应该来爱我们的主呢？
So may the love of Jesus be the motive behind your character development.
所以我们要让耶稣的爱成为我们行事为人的动机。
If you speak the truth, let it be in love.
如果我们要说真理，我们要凭着爱心来说真理。
If you correct someone, let it be in love.
如果我们要纠正某个人，也是出于爱。
If you worship, if you give, may it flow from a heart of love.
如果我们是来敬拜神，我们愿意来奉献，我们也要是出于爱。
And I'm going to change the name of love. It's Jesus love. That's the love you want to focus on. You know, in our culture, love, 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 love. Jesus love. That's the love we're talking about.
我要说的更清楚一点，是出于耶稣的爱。
A Jesus love that says, I'll die for my enemies.
,耶稣的爱是说，我愿意为我的敌人来牺牲。
A Jesus love that says, I'll suffer for your mistakes. I'll carry your burden. What do you need me to do? Jesus's love.
,耶稣的爱会说，我愿意为你来负重担，我愿意来，sorry, 我。
And Jesus's love is unselfish.
耶稣的爱不是自私的爱。
And when you're selfish, confess, repent, receive God's forgiveness, and then move forward and now be unselfish, right?
而当我们悔改更新，我们重新开始的时候，我们也会有这样不自私的爱。
So let's close with these questions that I'm going to ask myself because I'm not perfect, and we all should ask these questions to ourselves.
所以我要用一些问题来问我自己。
What does your or my example say about Christ?
我们是一个什么样子的榜样？
Is it bringing him honor? Is it bringing him glory?
我们在给神带来尊荣，带来荣耀吗？
Am I redeeming the time that God has given me?
我有没有好好用神赐给我们的时间？
I'm not doing great with my time if I'm always scrolling, right? I'm wasting my time.
如果我经常把时间花在手机上的话，我没有好好用我的时间。
Now, if you're using your phone to watch a good sermon, listen to worship music, pray, text somebody something awesome, that's you, that's using it for good.
当然，如果用我们的手机来敬拜，来跟人交流的话，交流神的话，那是用的比较好。
You guys are all redeeming the time being here. You are investing in something very important. You're maximizing your time by doing what? Going to church.
我们现在来到教会也是好好的在用我们的时间。
Another question, am I living under the Spirit's control that's in me? Or under someone else's control. That's a big one, right? So that's a struggle for all of us.
第三个问题就是，我们现在是生活在圣灵的掌管之下呢，还是生活在其他事情的掌管之中呢？
Husbands and wives know about that one, right? The husband is the head of the home, right? The women are like, right? The husband is the head, correct?
丈夫是家里的头。
But the woman is the neck, and the neck turns the head. Right? You've heard that, right? Amen, right?
丈夫是头，但妻子是脖子，脖子来管头的方向。
Right? We know that, right, men? We know that, right? We can say, arm, yeah, the neck is turning the head.
所以来让头转方向的是脖子。
Right, but who are we under control? I'm just teasing, right? But that's the reality. Whose control are we under? That's just something we struggle with. Maybe be under the control of the Spirit, as the Spirit, like driving here, and the Spirit says, turn, minister to someone, help someone, give of your time, give of your money, your resources, of your effort, give willingly, give cheerfully, right? That's the Spirit leading. Forgive, let that thing go. That thing you're holding on to, just let it go. Stop being angry at that person or whatever. Just let it go. That's the Spirit.
所以圣灵会让我们选择花时间、花钱，让我们来奉献，也让我们来原谅一些事情。
I guarantee you today, if there is any bitterness in your heart or anger towards someone, if you say, Lord, I know how you have forgiven me, I'm going to let this thing go in your strength. And really let it go. You'll be at peace. You will have more joy. Just let it go. Let go of the hurts. Listen, we live in an imperfect world. We've all been hurt by people. We've hurt people. It's just, we got to let it go. That's what the cross says. We're all imperfect. But let it go. Move forward in peace. Move forward in the joy of the Lord.
所以我们生活在一个不完美的社会当中，我们每个人也会伤害别人，也会被伤害。照着圣灵的意思说，让这件事情过去吧，那么我们里面就有平安。
Above all, is Jesus the love motive? Interesting. Behind everything I do.
那最后一个问题，也是最重要的，就是耶稣的爱是不是我所做的所有的事情的动机？
Good question. Is Jesus the love motive for what I'm about to say, what I'm about to do? Just something to think about.
耶稣的爱是不是我所说的这些话，我所做的这些事背后的动机呢？
So that is godly character, everyone, and that is walking in wisdom.
所以这就是我们要今天要讲的金钱的品格和凭智慧行事。
As God says, see then that we all walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
第五章15:16，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord God.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
We thank you for this wisdom.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样的智慧。
You know, reading this section is like reading Proverbs. Each verse can stand alone. These are like standalone verses.
这一段经文像箴言里的话，每一句都很重要。
I just pray your blessing upon each person here, Lord.
主啊，愿你祝福这里的每一个人。
Lord, may each person here, no matter who they are, may they feel your love for them today.
主啊，愿这里的每一个人都能够感觉到从你而来的爱。
Oh God, you've washed them, you've cleansed them, Lord. May you just confirm in their heart that love for them. May they feel that. May they sense that by the Holy Spirit today.
主啊，愿你洁净这里的每一个人，也让每一个人清楚地感觉到从你而来的爱。
As you're sitting here, no matter who you are, just talk to the Lord.
愿意为这里每一个坐着的弟兄姐妹都能够向神来讲话。
Look to that cross.
让我们定睛在十字架上。
He hung there and bled for you.
我们看到那个耶稣为我们所流出的血。
And it says to you, He will love you no matter what.
而耶稣也在上面跟我们说话，无论如何，他都爱我们。
That cross says to you right now, He will forgive you no matter what.
不管什么样的事，他愿意赦免我们。
That in his eyes, because of what he did, you're accepted.
因为耶稣所做的事情，我们成为被神所接受的人。
So this morning, receive it. Receive that good news.
所以我们愿意接受这样的好消息。
Receive the good news that because he rose from the dead, no matter what, you're going to live again.
因为神他从死里复活，让我们也能够有新的生命。
That if Jesus lives, you'll live.
因着神活着，因着耶稣活着，所以我们也能活。
So this morning, thank him.
所以我们今天早上来感谢神。
Thank him for everything.
为着每一件事情献上感谢。
Thank him for saving you.
为着他的救恩，献上感谢。
Thank him for that you woke up this morning.
为着他让我们今天能够醒过来，感谢主。
Thank him for the countless times he's protected you.
也为着他每一样的保护来感谢主。
Just keep thanking him.
我们要常常感谢。
Lord, again, we thank you for your mighty goodness in Christ Jesus.
主要我们也为着你在耶稣里边的蛮有充满的良善感谢你。
And may your blessings of peace and joy and hope and love fall upon your people this morning.
主要愿你的平安喜乐降临到每个人身上。
In your name, Jesus, we pray.
祷告奉耶稣的名，
Amen.
阿门。